private nursing home representatives are warning of further closures. It's after new figures revealed how HSE nursing homes receive on average €744 more per resident per week under the Fair Deal scheme by comparison with private and voluntary counterparts. Hugh, can you give us more of a sense of the disparity between the cost of public and private nursing homes?
Yeah, well, it's quite a large disparity, I think, and the reason that is given for this is that in publicly operated homes, HSE operated homes, they argue that their staff ratios are better. So they have more staff, so they have more costs. These people are public servants, so there are kind of better annual leave entitlements, better pension entitlements, all these kind of things. So their overheads, they argue, are substantially more. Therefore, the cost is greater. Now, they would probably argue as well, it's potentially a better service. Private operators wouldn't agree with that at all, I'm sure. But the disparity, I think, points to a wider issue within care of the elderly in this country. It's a real patchwork system. It was really badly exposed during COVID, for example, where we kind of discovered, and I co-wrote a book on the pandemic with Jack Horgan Jones from the Irish Times, just to give it a quick plug, but also just to say,
in all good stores.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very nicely
and
done.
Online. But yeah, what we did discover, because we did do a deep dive into nursing homes, and what we did discover was that, like, the HSE didn't have a responsibility for a lot of these homes. HICWA was the regulator. So there were certain standards of care that had to be applied. But in terms of, like, who could they call on when faced with this catastrophic infectious disease, which was going to wipe out tens of patients.
Several nursing homes still living with that.
They couldn't, so that exposes the difficulty with care of the elderly.
Private operator. Yeah. I'm joined on the line by Shane Scanlon of the Alliance, who represents a number of smaller family-run nursing homes, mainly in rural areas across Ireland. Shane, you've a critical meeting with the Minister for Older People, Mary Butler, tomorrow. Our panel may need to put on their earphones just to have a listen to what Shane is having to say. And what will you be saying to Mary Butler when you meet her tomorrow, Shane?
Well, I suppose, thanks for having me on, Barry, first of all. And look, I suppose last year we've seen the closure of 18 private nursing homes. There's been more closures this year. We met the minister on the 24th of January this year already, and she outlined to us that it was her priority that small nursing homes stay open. She stated that she would be announcing further measures in the coming weeks. That hasn't happened. But all that did happen was that she announced that the temporary assistance payment scheme and the TIP scheme, which supported us with energy costs, was now ceasing. Now, since that meeting on the 24th in February, we informed the Minister of the nursing homes within our alliance that were at most risk of closure this year. One has closed, six more can see past September to November before having to give a notice to HICWA under closure. And, like, this could result in over 400 residents who are vulnerable elderly citizens being displaced.
So what exactly do you need from the minister after your meeting tomorrow to prevent, I think, up to 8 closures, you have told me previously, and there as well?
Yeah, so you've seen the numerous closures. So I suppose we want to... we've asked for an emergency meeting. It's getting quite serious right now for any nursing home across the country, especially small nursing homes, and that we want her to announce immediate measures. So recently we presented in front of TDs and senators in the Dáil. We presented a cost of care model that we felt fitted the requirements for not only small nursing homes, but public nursing homes, large nursing home groups. So this cost of care model would effectively allow the funding that's afforded through the Fair Deal scheme to follow the resident. Effectively a cost of care model that would set out the use of a dependency assessment tool to see,
If the minister doesn't give you any assurances on implementing that model or any immediate supports and these closures do go ahead, you're also, I suppose, you've also threatened protests that nursing home operators will take to the streets in order to protect both their livelihoods and their residents.
Well, like, we've seen the many closures in nursing homes, and look, it's the same as numerous successive governments. We've seen the closures of the local post office, the local shop. Now it seems to be the local nursing home, and we have residents and communities that want to be cared for in their communities. They're a priority. And the government is simply not dealing with this problem for small nursing homes at
so
all.
So do you think small nursing home operators will be on the streets?
They will, like, and look, our alliance of small nursing home operators, we're not being unreasonable. We're asking for a bit of common sense in this matter. But as far as we're concerned, this government is not, as far as this government is concerned, it doesn't seem to be too concerned with our needs. And, like, you know, at the end of the day, like, you have to crack an egg if you want an omelette, and the government doesn't seem to want to do that, despite voicing concern on the closure of small nursing homes.
OK, well, Shane, let's see how that meeting goes tomorrow, and let's see what the minister, what emerges out of that. Shane Scanlon of the Alliance, representing a number of smaller family-run nursing homes across Ireland. Thanks very much for joining me. Mark McSharry, what's your response to what you heard there? Are we facing a real crisis here that perhaps the government has failed to grapple with up until now?
Consecutive governments have failed, unfortunately, in this issue. 80% of our nursing home beds in the country are private and voluntary. 23 of them have now closed. You mentioned the 744 per week on average deficit. But ultimately, there's been reports on this over the years. In 2010, we had the report from the Ombudsman. In 2020, with the one from the CNAG, which found, without doubt, that the criteria is obscure in terms of negotiating price. We need a holistic, equal approach that takes account of the level of dependency of patients and incorporates everything in. We don't have that at the moment. Secondly,
I'm trying to move around in
the interim, we need a stabilisation fund to deal with the urgent problems to keep people going.
Jennifer Whitmore, how much of a crisis is this, do you think?
Look, I think as what you were saying, it really speaks to a much wider problem and how we actually manage our elder care. And I think, you know, my colleague Roisin Shortall was out today talking about home care providers and the fact that the government has reneged on a deal with home care providers. You know, they had actually come to a deal where they said that they would get an increased rate of pay of €34 an hour, and apparently the minister has now reneged on that. So I think there's a lot of issues when it comes to the provision of care for our elderly people. You know, there's a statutory right to the Fair Deal scheme. There's no statutory right for people to be cared at home. And I think most people would actually prefer to be cared at home.
A lot of issues, and that is not a text in as well here saying from Declan, proper home help support would free up so much hospital beds and save the exchequer.
Yeah,
Patrick Costo, how do you, Mary Butler, she's met this group before, nothing has emerged from it. She's meeting them again tomorrow. Do you think these closures can be prevented?
I hope they can, because I think it's not just about nursing homes and providers. It's about the people who are living in these homes. And if these homes close, where are they going to go to? And I think that's something why, as Mark says, we need that stabilisation fund now to prevent a catastrophe, to prevent an emergency, and then look at the longer term things. And that is home care. And home care is something, you know, when I was a hospital-based social worker, I spent a lot of time banging my head off the wall trying to organise for people, trying to get. And it's not there to the levels it should be. It's not funded to the levels it should be. And the staff aren't there. So we need to do that to free up hospital beds and to free up the nursing homes. But I do think that we need to remember that there are people who are very vulnerable, who are living in these homes, and they need to be protected. Okay. And that should be the priority for tomorrow's meeting.
We'll keep an eye to that.